One thing I've noticed just recently with iTunes is I'll have my phone open and I'll be listening to a song that I've listened to 1,000 times all through high school. But now iTunes will show me the lyrics. And I realized for the first time, I don't know, in 45 years, I've been singing the lyrics wrong. And I'm going to challenge you today. Next time you hear this song, definitely sing the lyrics wrong. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Don't forget, this is the last week where we have the typical podcast. Switching things up, start next week, I'm going to do a full hour or a full 30, 40 minutes YouTube video podcast, and then we're going to break that up daily into the audio podcast. So you have two options: watch it all at once on Monday, or possibly listen to it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like you already do. But it'll be one topic or one mini sermon broken up over the course of that week. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And again, we're brought to you by MingleMateAndMarry.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. Whether you're mingling, mating, dating, or marrying, make sure you check it out. So, you know the song My Redeemer Lives? My Redeemer Lives. Not the one by Nicole C. Mullins. She's got a great one out called My Redeemer Lives, which, by the way, I went to school with Nicole, and her nickname was Bubbles. Yeah, so shout out to Bubbles, Nicole Mullins. But talking about the Redeemer, now, I'm going to challenge you next time you hear a song with the word Redeemer in it to actually use the word Revealer rather than Redeemer. So going old school, the 80s Hillsong, My Redeemer Lives, you could sing, My Revealer Lives. My Revealer Lives. Now, why would I say that? Because, well, first of all, let's do some due diligence. Ephesians 1:7, Jesus is our Redeemer. Hebrews 9:12, Christ's own blood made him our Redeemer. We find our redemption in Jesus and his work on the cross. He is our Redeemer. It is an Old Testament concept. It is a New Testament concept. But nonetheless, aren't you glad that we have been redeemed? So whatever is in the way of who we are, or what we're meant to be in Christ, whatever stopping our lives from living out all that he has for us, be it slavery through sin, imprisonment through sin, misfortune through sin, debt through sin, this word deliverance means that we are free from all and any of it. So Jesus is the Redeemer, but it actually points to a newer understanding of how that works. See, the Scofield Bible, I love it. It actually says that the Redeemer points to his redemptive nature as seen in the Old Testament name Jehovah, and that the names of Jehovah reveal who he is in relation to what has been stolen from us through sin. So in a sense, he is Jesus, our revealer, and not just our redeemer. But this is how it looks in Scripture. They are set up to be a continuous and self-increasing self-revelation to who God is according to what has been taken from us in a sinful world. And you're like, at this point, you're like, Garth, slow down. What are you thinking? What are you talking about? I'm choking on all the definitions and explanations. So, Garth, would you please make it simple? I'm blonde from a public school and I'm a Democrat. Okay, I will make it as simple as possible. Come on now, that was funny. You gotta laugh. Even if you are from public school and you're blonde or a Democrat, that was funny. If not, you can turn the podcast off. All right, first, what are the names of Jehovah? Well, we have Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He enjoys our presence. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Jehovah Raha, the Lord is our shepherd, willing to lay down his life for us. Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. Jehovah Nissi, he is our banner, our victory. Jehovah Tsidkenu, he is our righteousness. We are sinless in his sight due to his work on the cross. Jehovah Rapha, our healer of all our diseases, sicknesses, illnesses. So we understand that he is our redeemer, and he's seen as that he always restores. He always gives back more than what was first taken. That's literally what that word redeemer means. Look, I've said this before. He doesn't just redeem us in that, we take a bottle of Coke in and we drink the Coke and then we take it back and we hand it in for recycling and we get a nickel. Maybe you remember those days. It means we take that empty bottle in and he not only gives us back that bottle filled with Coke and the nickel, but he gives us 3 more bottles filled with Coke. Redemption always gives above and beyond and more than what was first taken. Our ground level example is this: we were born sinners, but he not only redeems us, aka forgives our sins, but he now covers us in his forgiveness, and we are seen sinless in his sight. It's a once and for all covering, way more than we deserve. It's not a three strikes and you're out. It's a three strikes, you're still forgiven, and 30 strikes, you're still forgiven, and 3,000 strikes, and you're still forgiven. It is his grace that powers his redemption. His redemption is always more than enough. It's always above and beyond what we deserve. So now what does it mean? They are set up to be a continuous and self-increasing self-revelation to who God is according to what has been taken from us in a sinful world. Whatever has been stolen from us in a sinful world is redeemed. We get back more. We don't get it back because we're now in a perfect world, or we don't get it back now when Christ comes back. We don't get it back when we live sinless. We don't give it back when we live perfect lives. But while we live imperfectly, and while we live in an imperfect sinful world, he continues to redeem our lives, give us above and beyond than what we should even understand or expect. This is our continuous self-revealing, ever-increasing revelation of who God is. Think about it. It'll blow your mind. He is our redeemer. He is our redemption. He is our revealer. Even while we are still struggling with sanctification and sin, even while we still live in a sinful world, even while we still have a horrible track record or an inconsistent track record, he redeems. He always gives above and beyond what we deserve or what we should expect. That's what a redeemer does. Our redeemer lives, yes, and our revealer lives. Because in and through my sinful walk, in and through my struggles, in and through my sanctification, in and through my desire to live for him and serve him in my frailties, in my humanity, he still reveals who he is. He's a God that always gives more than what we deserve. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.